Hello, everyone. This is your weekly Sky Sports Radio podcast preview as we really beat it up into the Coolmore Classic on Saturday for the Australian Turf Club at Rose Hill. We're on a heavy nine as we record this on Thursday. The rail is true, and Paul Joyce is our form analyst. Hello to you, Paul.
Yes, hello, Andrew. You're spot on. We're on a heavy nine on Thursday, but the forecast is pretty good, luckily. So I've done these tips for a soft seven. Maybe edging into that soft six range. But either way, we do need to find our wet trackers on Saturday.
All right. Well, at least, I mean, that can give punters confidence that we look for those horses, that we're, you know, it's either way. We're not in the middle?
No, exactly. We're not in the middle. We're going for these genuine soft track horses. We're not looking for the absolute mudlarks, but obviously horses that run best on top of the ground. They're not going to get those conditions. That's one thing we do know.
All right, well, let's look at the legs of the quaddy. The Farlap Stakes kicks it off, race six, and we've got the scratching of Echo Effect. Last week it had Bruising to a Soul, and now it's got a spike in temperature. So Christian Buchanan not getting a lot of luck at the moment.
No, not at all, and he's a horse that makes the speed. So he's a lovely horse to have in there when we're trying to map races, but that's not the case. We've still got a bit of pace here, Andrew. I think Into Orbit, Archie Barber, and to an extent, Bazell, French Fern, and even Pumpkin Pie. They're five horses that like to race forward. So I think there'll be enough pace up front for the back markers, but they certainly won't be flying along as they would have been with Echo Effect in the race.
Okay, so who, in your thoughts, wins it?
Well, look, I think we've got to go with the obvious here, a number nine Fox Play, but I've got five horses in the quaddy. We've got to get through this leg. I've gone 9, 14, 8, 3, and 6. Fox Play's on top. She's a short price favourite, and generally I try and steer clear of these sort of priced horses, but she just has too much form on the board considering this is a set weights race. So she's getting in here on the same weight as the rest of the fillies. She gets 2 kilos off all of the boys, and she's just already ticked most of the boxes you want to tick coming into this race. She's got great form on a soft track. She's got a rating of 98. Which is 20 points higher than her nearest rival amongst the boys, and it's 16 points higher amongst the girls. So she really does stand out as a set weight special. Probably the little trick with her is she doesn't have a lot of tactical speed, so she'll probably have to settle midfield or worse. Maybe they're not going to go hard enough to let her reel them in, but on what I've seen, it took runs back from a spell. She flew home first up behind Global Glamour, and then on that real heavy track last start behind La Bella di Osa and Ome Sword, which is still a terrific form race. The three that beat her are going to the Coolmore. She got home well without absolutely flying. I still think she's a clear top pick, so I'm going with Fox Play. She is a bit short to load up on. The danger, I thought, is the stablemate, number 14, Dawn Wall. Lightly raced, but, gee, she's doing some good things coming through the grades. Keen to see her hit the line late. Number 8, we've got Rock and Swing for James Cummings. I like this horse as a type. His first up run was a real eye-catcher behind Fragonard, who's gone to Melbourne. We've got the 3 Into Orbit coming through the Victorian form line, so it brings a totally different dimension to the race here. And I do think this galloper can settle a bit closer to the lead than most of his rivals. And the 6 Comic Set, another one bringing Victorian form into the race. I think we've got to respect these two, and they could sneak into the quaddy at big odds. So we'll go 9, 14, 8, 3, and 6. I've covered a few bases there, but we want to get through that first leg.
Yeah, we certainly do. All right, so they're the five numbers to kick off in the Farlap. Race 7, the big one of the day. It's the Coolmore Classic over the 1500. 19 at this stage to line up. We know that Abby Marie will be lining up here and will come out of Melbourne. So at this point, 19 here, Paul.
Yeah, 19, Andrew. Gee, it took me a long time to do the form for this race. First of all, let's look at the speed. It should be genuine, as it would be with this many runners in the field. In her time, we know it likes to lead. Global Glamour, we know she likes to lead, and she's drawn right off the track. So those two press forward. Silent Sedition, the Victorian who led throughout to win the Mannerism, she's drawn outside the lot of them. So she'll have to go forward if they want to lead. And we've also got number 17 in the mix here, which Daisy is a Doom. Daisy Doom. Now, she's probably the one that you'd expect her to settle in the first four. But if they're going to do that here, they're going to have to roll the dice and go forward with these other on-pace runners. So good speed because it's all drawn off the track. So that's going to open this race right up, and it makes it an absolute nightmare. Anything could win this, really. You could make a case for every runner. I've got 5 of them for the quaddie, 7, 14, 11, 15, and 5. We'll whiz through them. Number 7 on top, La Bella di Osa, the Kiwi filly. She was just brilliant winning this around. Yes, it was a heavy nine track, but we're still going to be into the genuine soft range. She's got a lovely soft barrier. She's got a great turn of foot. And she's only had the seven starts now for five wins and a placing. She's still got upside to her. So she's the one to me. I'm putting on top at around about the $10 or $11 mark. And I think she's a great each way bet. The 14 Omei Sword, the barrier's turned everyone off. And fair enough, she's going to have to get a long way back. Probably give the entire field a start. But she's that good that she could almost do it. She chased La Bella Dioza home in the surround and she meets her better at the weight. So I've got her as the obvious danger. She just needs luck. Euro Angel, number 11, coming through the in-her-time form line of the Millie Fox that gets a positive weight swing and a lovely soft barrier draw. The 15, Abby Marie, I love that run in the mannerism. Mm. She got back and flew home. Second up off a spell. She's only had five starts, yet she's already a Group 1 winner. I'm throwing her in at big, big odds to try and boost the quaddie dividend. And the five heavens above, how many times have we seen this mare come out on a big race day and produce a huge run? Group one day, she'll be ready. Her first up run in the Millie Fox, she went back to last and rattled home late. She can settle a lot closer from the soft draw. She's a big, big chance at odds. 7, 14, 11, 15 and 5. I've gone with 5 of them, Andrew. I could have gone with 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Let's hope we get a bit of luck on one of those wins.
Well, I mean, it sets up with high pace, with high numbers, and you've explained the horses that go forward. If those horses from wide go forward, then we're going to see some pace, aren't we? We're going to see it right on from the very start.
We will, and what that will do is it'll bring the midfields and backmarkers into the mix. So, look, I wouldn't be surprised, and we've seen it in the past, Andrew, with Coolmore's. You can beat the 150-metre mark with 10 of them stretched across the track, and they're all a winning chance. So it's always a great betting race, great race to watch, and but you do need a bit of luck to win them, and that's always the case.
Righto, to the third leg of the quaddie, race 8, the Ajax Stakes over the 1,500 metres, 12 to line up at this stage. How do we see pace in this race?
Should be okay. We've got Lee Baz drawn wide. We've got Tester Shadow drawn wide. So again, all of our speed horses drawing off the track. It's somewhat, and Dibiani have drawn inside, and they'll just kick up to make those leaders do that bit of work. So they'll move along okay here. We'll whiz through these as well, because again, I've got five. I've got 3, 5, 1, 2, and 7. 3 on top, Easy Rocky. I'm really warming to this one, Andrew, at around about $6. 4 starts on soft for 3 wins. His past 4 starts have been in Group 1 company, so he's finally taking a step back in grade, and he's had the 2 runs down in Melbourne in the Ore Stakes and then the Futurity. He hasn't been beaten far. He's finished 8th and 7th, but he's only been beaten 3 lengths by Blackheart Bart, then 2.5 by Blackheart Bart. I think with a soft run on a soft track, that's good enough form to win this, so I'm pretty keen on He's Our Rocky. To beat the 5, Dibiani, who, let's face it, he's got the best form in the world, but he just doesn't win. Mm. 27 starts for 2 wins and 14 placings. He'll be there fighting it out with 50 to go, but he just lacks that conviction to really bet up on him. The one is somewhat thought he trolled super. He just doesn't want that track to get sort of in the softer heavy range. He'll want it getting on the better side of soft by this stage of the day. And the other two chances, A-Rod, who caught the eye in the Liverpool City Cup. I do want to see him do it again, though, before I back him, but I'll throw him in the quaddie. And the 7, Tester Shadow. On pace, if he gets any favours, he'll take a lot of beating, and he could be a great one for the quaddie at double-figure odds. So we'll go 3, 5, 1, 2, and 7. I think we'll have the winner. We just want to get one at a bit of a price.
All right, well, we're alive. We're going into the last race, the tab.com, over the 1,900 metres here. 10 lining up at this stage, and Steve Smith, who's over there in India being punished for looking up into the grandstand, he'll be hoping for some joy here as he watches it. From India, Hogmanay, the horse he's got a bit of an interest in.
He does indeed. Yeah, it's been a good horse, Hogmanay, and he'll be a chance. He's a big chance. Probably the query with him is stepping up to the 1,900 metres. He's only ever won up to 1,500, but he ran a good race last start. Anyway, look, this is the end of the quaddie. I've gone 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, so I've had to go a wide net early. I've had to narrow it down in the last. We've got numbers 10 and 4, but I do have Winebush as my best bet of the day. He is number 10 in this, and he's around about the $5 mark, so he's a bit of a price if you want to jump on early. I think he'll start a lot shorter. So 2 runs back from a spell. I catch a first up behind Heezer, given at Warwick Farm on a heavy track, and then last time at Rose Hill behind Dawn Wall, who I liked in one of the earlier races. He just got going late there at the end of the 1,800. So he's 1,900, third up off a spell, maps to get a gun trail for Karen McAvoy, and the key here is he carries 53 kilos in a benchmark 83. Don't forget, this horse in the spring won a UCI Stakes at Flemington and then went around in the Caulfield Classic, a Group 3 race, and ran fifth. So He's beautifully placed at 53 kilos in this grade, and I think he's one of the best bets of the day. But I will take stablemate Veladero, because he also had very good spring form. He went round in the Group 1 spring champion behind Yankee Rose. He beat prized Icon in the gloaming. So this is real solid form, and he's had the two runs back from a spell over shorter journeys to get himself ready for the 1900. So you've got to throw him in as well. So 10 and 4, to me, they really stand out in the last. So that'll narrow our cost down. We're up to $25 for 10%. So even though we've cast a really wide net early, the fact that we tightened it up at the end, that's allowed us to have a reasonable crack at the quaddie for only $25.
All right, so 10 and 4, and you're really keen about Winebush. Now, if there's any scratchings between now and Saturday, well, the good news for our podcast followers, they can catch you live between 10 and 10.30 on Sky Sports Radio on Saturday morning with your updates if there are any scratchings and the track conditions and things like that. But they're your current thoughts on a heavy 9, and let's hope that forecast is right, Paul, that the Friday and the Saturday aren't going to be too bad.
Yeah, look, the forecasts have been a bit iffy the last few weeks, but it does look good at this stage. So let's hope we're on that soft 6 or soft 7 and maybe even improve during the day. But either way, Andrew, it's always a great meeting. And Coolmore Classic's always one of my favourite races of the year, so I can't wait for it to come around.
Bring it on. All right, Paul, we'll talk to you on Saturday.
Sure will. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Joyce in our podcast preview, Legs of the Quaddie for Rose Hill on Saturday.